The content of this program is intended for a blind and print impaired audience. Hello, my name is Demi Arsenault from the Triangle Radio Reading Service. Today, I will share with you the On Target Disability Rights of North Carolina newsletter for January of 2017. In this issue, we have registration for 2017 Disability Advocacy Conference now open, new video and guide on innovations waiver changes, new fact sheet on IEP implementation, and coming up, screenings of the Bottom Dollars documentary. To begin, registration for 2017 Disability Advocacy Conference now open. Our 2007 Disability Advocacy Conference will be held on April 20th, 2017 at the Friday Center in Chapel Hill. There will be 17 breakout sessions on a wide range of topics affecting people with disabilities, including changes to the innovations waiver and Medicaid appeals, success in higher education and employment, children with disabilities and the child welfare system, appeals and remedies in special education, trends in disability law, predictions for the 2017 legislative session, and people with disabilities and the criminal justice system. Also, alternatives to guardianship. Register now to reserve your seat at the fourth annual conference. See the full agenda, get details about hotel reservations, and learn more about sponsorship opportunities on our website, which I'll give you the address for at the end of this broadcast. For attorneys, the NC State Bar has approved the conference for up to 4.5 hours of CLE credit, including 1.0 ethics CLE credit. New video and guide on innovations waiver changes. Many of you are concerned about the recent changes to the innovations waiver. We put together a short video about the new base budgets and how to assert your rights, and that video also can be seen on their website. Their new guide, which is also on the website, provides extensive information about the innovations waiver changes. It includes information on how your base budget was created, how you may be able to get your base budget changed, and what to do if you do not agree with the individual support plan your care coordinator created for you. New fact sheet on IEP implementation. Creating an individualized education plan that meets the needs of a student with a disability can be a challenging process. That's why it can be so frustrating for parents when, after working hard to get an IEP for their student, they discover that the IEP is not being properly implemented. There are numerous ways parents can solve issues with IEP implementation. Sometimes all it takes is an email to a teacher who is not providing the student with the accommodations laid out in the IEP. In other cases, it is necessary to bring in a facilitator or mediator to resolve these issues. This fact sheet explains some of the ways that parents and schools can resolve problems with IEP implementation. It also explains when compensatory education may be required to make up for the special education services the student did not receive. Coming up, screenings of Bottom Dollars documentary. The Fair Labor Standards Act created the minimum wage, but it includes one huge exception. It allows businesses to pay people with disabilities less than minimum wage. The exception was created to encourage employers to hire people with disabilities, giving them the chance to work in and contribute to their communities. Unfortunately, this provision has led to thousands of people with disabilities being employed in sheltered workshops where they are segregated from their communities and paid sub-minimum wages. Nearly 250,000 people are legally paid less than a minimum wage, on average less than $2 an hour. Rooted in Rights, a project of Disability Rights Washington, produced a one-hour documentary on the sheltered workshops and subminimum wages. It also features programs that have worked to get people with disabilities into competitive employment with fair wages. You can watch that trailer on their website. We are We are finalizing plans to host screenings of the movie followed by panel discussions in cities around North Carolina. In the coming weeks, look for emails from us with details about screenings in Asheville, Raleigh, Winston-Salem, and other cities. Now, we've talked about several things you can see on Disability Rights of North Carolina's website, including registration for the Disability Advocacy Conference, information on Innovation's wage for changes, including the guide and the video, fact sheet on IEP implementation, and the trailer for the Bottom Dollars documentary. All of that can be found on the Disability Rights of North Carolina website at www.disabilityrightsnc.org. That was www.disabilityrightsnc.org. You can also contact them at 1-877-235-4210 or 919-856-2195. And that's all we have for today. Be sure to tune in next time. I hope you've enjoyed it. I am Demi Arsenault for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for a blind and print-impaired audience. So long until next time. If you have any questions or comments, please call 919-832-5138. That's 919-832-5138. Have a wonderful day.